From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. As part of our election coverage, we've been talking with the voters in Lehigh County, Pennsylvania, as they weigh the issues and the candidates in next year's presidential election. Right now, the issue in the Keystone State is steel. President Bush today traveled to Pittsburgh for a fundraiser hosted by, of all people, the president of U.S. Steel. The president is expected this week to rescind a controversial tariff on imported steel. That decision is of great political importance in Pennsylvania and other manufacturing states like Michigan, Ohio, and Illinois. Folks in Lehigh County will be watching the president's decision on tariffs very closely. Lehigh was once home to Bethlehem Steel until the foundry closed in the mid-1990s. Terry Madonna runs the Center for Politics and Public Affairs at Millersville University, and he directs the Keystone Poll. He joins us to talk about the politics of steel tariffs and what's on the minds of voters in Lehigh County. If the White House does lift the tariffs, Mr. Madonna, how big a gamble is this in Pennsylvania and specifically in Lehigh?
Well, it's a pretty big gamble. Pennsylvania is a state carried by Al Gore by 4 percentage points. It was a fierce competitive struggle between Bush and Gore in 2000. It's expected to be very competitive again next year. In the Lehigh Valley, it's going to be very controversial within the county itself, unlike some other parts of the state where the decision would be more one-sided. In the southwestern part of the state, decidedly in favor of keeping the tariffs. In the southeastern part of the state, in the suburbs of Philadelphia, more support for free trades.
Lehigh County's connection to steel is somewhat historical. Bethlehem Steel was based there. It was already in bankruptcy when the tariffs were imposed 16 months ago. So does the issue still resonate with voters?
Yeah, it sure does. I mean, whenever you get an industry like steel that tended to dominate a region, it becomes an issue. The other aspect of it is that there's a large number of pool of retirees that lost their health coverage and feds have taken over their pensions, which means substantially reduced benefits. There's a residue that exists whenever huge industry like this falls on hard times, and I think that's a legacy that's not easily moved beyond.
Well, this is also a part of the country where Buy America bumper stickers are quite common as you drive around town and around the county.
Sure.
Is that a factor also, this sense that the president is bowing to foreign pressure?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And the other component that we're starting to hear more of, and I think it's sort of the wave in the future, the steel issue is the tip of the sword of a bigger issue in states like Pennsylvania and counties like Lehigh, where historically the job losses have been greatly outpaced the new jobs that have been created. And in Pennsylvania, the job losses in manufacturing have been severe. I think he's counting on the general prosperity to have the voters move beyond this decision. But make no mistake about it, you'd think you'd want to make this decision in the first year of your administration, not the third, the third year, not as we approach the presidential election. It's still fairly close to election time, and there are people who are going to remember this, and as I think it's probably not a net plus for him. I think it's probably a modest negative for him, particularly if the economy doesn't rebound.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Terry Madonna, he runs the Center for Politics and Public Affairs at Pennsylvania's Millersville University, and he directs the Keystone Poll. Throughout the 2004 election campaign, we'll be checking back with the people of Lehigh County about how the race for the White House touches their lives.